Ready to see walking, and possible, if possible, see how the palms are working. When you are working with the hand tools, not only the soles, and then you can be mindful 24 hours while doing multitasking. That's all I would like to know. Whether any participants have any comments on these three reports from Nisanwani.
Oh, sorry, Bhante. I've heard you in the past mention that Nibbana lies with the signless or the animitta. If there's a person who's practicing vipassana and they only see the sign or the object or the nimitta, is there any hope for them for Nibbana?
Is there
any hope for Nibbana for them?
Is there any
hope?
Hope?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means that as far as you know your nimitta, you are completely forgotten about the sensuous world. Due to the nimitta, you have replaced the sensuous world. So you have to make sure you are 100% in nimitta. That is, human being can do it. Not all the time, but the moment you be with the breath, you know it is with the in-breath, not the out-breath. It is not the sensuous world. It is not with sound. It is not with pain. It is not with thought. So that clarity make you completely pure being. And next time you go to the out-breath, then you know it is not in-breath, not sound, not pain, not thought, not sensuous world. So that means your continuation with the Rupa Loka, material world, is there. Whether you are in a jhanik or not, doesn't matter. And if you are continuing it, you are a pure being, you are uplifted. We are purified. Visuddhi. This is not Chitta Visuddhi. Sila Visuddhi. Sila Visuddhi is not killing, not stealing, not sexual misconduct, not verbal. But this is not that. This is still rather Chitta Visuddhi. So quick for, experienced yogis, it is so quick. But they don't know what kind of an upliftment. Because they don't know how much you got released from the sensuous world. How much you got from the tension and frustration pertaining to the sensuous world. You know simply you are with the in-breath. You know out-breath. You are not with pain, sound, thoughts. That reporting make you so sharp. So compassionate to yourself. So much body knowledge. We have trodden 2/3 of our spiritual path. Next thing is that particular object that you have selected to as the pivotal point to ward off the kamaloka start to get reduced, subtle and unperceivable. You feel heartbroken. But that is whether you look at or not, that is the case. Now you are go prepared. That also will reduce. That you observe the subtle breath. And subtlest breath. You observe walking path. As far as walking is concerned, it's automatically walking is happening. And then you find, now your body is, your mind is not with kama loka, sensuous, not with the rupa loka, because rupa is now disappearing. And so finding a place to get landed, get the foundation, there's nothing. There you can see how much your ego is running the show. Kamaloka, you don't know. Rupa loka, you are giving a threat to the ego. When you become arupa loka, you are giving a threat and it has no footage. And there you feel vomitish. You feel nauseatic. You feel bored. You feel lost. You feel no address. You feel like outcasted. Imagine if you have a psychiatric problem, you will run mad. Even at a physical problem, you attribute to that. No, even an healthy person, that when the arupa loka is happening, still you are not in Nibbana. But now there is a chance for you either to go back rupa loka or kama loka again, or familiarize with no example, no manifestation, but it is maintained by itself. Then you can either claim or disclaim. Tammeta or atammeta. You can disavow it. Then nibbana. But if you say, I am given up the kama loka, I have given up the rupa loka, I am the person with arupa loka, then you are claiming it. So you have to suffer accordingly. So there you have to have a kind of a gambling. That gambling not related to the ethics, not related to the popularity, society at large, because you are now in a very penetrated situation. You are not answerable to anyone. You are omnipotent, omnipresent God. You can either claim, I am the person who created the world. Or you can disclaim, what the hell, creation means a creation of suffering. I can just be. I am choicelessly be aware. So this is each and every human being, they have this potential. They have this possibility for that, but they are not happy because there is no egotism. There is no arrogance over there. There's nothing to compare, nothing to become one-upmanship. So that is the part we are going to do it. And even then, you are not to the Nibbana. It must be so familiar. Each issue happening in the sensuous world or Rupa Loka or Arupa Loka, you must learn the art of disclaimer, art of disavow, art of atammeta. The problems are belong to them. I am just a listener as a deaf person. I am an onlooker as a blind person. I feel smell, taste and touch. I mean, there is least. You can disclaim, and I think that thinking is the utter foolishness of me. World conditizes a noble auratic type of a great achievement, but the Buddha says you are a bullshit. You are a useless fellow because you are claiming. Disclaiming is at your fingertip. So that game, I mean, that kind of a disclaimer, that kind of a risk-loving business and dramatic thing. Expectation means suffering is no more suffering. Mishap is no more mishap. Tension is no more tension because you expect it. Tension to come. Then they are not. And defilements are no more defilements. Friction is no more friction because you know it. Either claim or disclaim. I talk like I am an expert. I am also trying. Even at this moment, I am trying. Just a disclaim, disavow. This is not me, this is not mine, this is not my soul. But don't do it in Kama Loka. You will get jailed. People will vacuum. You can't. You are a mother, you are a father, you are a son, you are a daughter. You are answerable. Yes. Go to a forest, sit under a tree. Go to a solitude place and just be with the breath. Still they will come and punish you. Mosquitoes can come, flies can come, rain can come, cough can come and fight. And if you are going to give a reaction, then you are a fight maker. Disavow, disclaim. That's why you have come to the unknown place. You don't know what is your menu. You don't know where you are going to sleep. You don't know who are the participants. It is not a lost. It's a determination of Buddha. So let that happen. That's utter, in absolute terms, disappointment. Have an appointment with disappointment. You will never get disappointed. Yes, if there are no remarks, we can go to the book. Yes.
Avasara Bhante, Bhante, you explained about this wheel rolling example regard to walking meditation report, and you mentioned that there's only slight area is touching and rest of the area is at the peripheral. So I've heard that Buddha has taught about Yoniso Manasikara. So I believe it is more about the attention at the origination point. So, I don't know, I'm trying to understand if we can have attention on the peripheral Because when we put attention to the peripheral, it becomes the focus. So that's one question. If we can put attention to the peripheral, what is the importance of that, Bhante?
Not only peripheral, from the periphery, the power is transmitted to the area, the spokes. And spokes are transmitting to the power to the hub. And hub is holding the axle. Axle is holding the saloon. On saloon only you are sitting, or the weight is given. The bull is pulling, and periphery is rolling, giving one radius to one radius, the power transmission. Each time the wind radius comes, it is very straightforward. When you are moving the power, transmitting from the heel to the knees to the hip, everything very straightforward. And this part of the soul appear like a peripheral and slowly transferring to the other heel. And that is how the Ekaro, we have prepared three videos. The second one is very technically transmitting the idea. And when you are walking, it is happening. But each time the Balareka, the power line, straightening and going to the hub. Hub is holding the axle. Axle is always in a friction. Even the hub is stable or it is rotating, that is the part people are making ball races, roll races, hold it. That is the suffering. The upper part is just moving, resting on the axle. Axle is taking care about the hub. Hub is transmitting power. So therefore, peripheral part is just the superficial understanding. But the power transmission, power straight line, and then directly going to the atlas bone. And it is holding the head. Head reads each and every minute changes, whether you know or not. Otherwise, the defense system won't work in the body. So when you are walking, the upper part is just like a puppet. Hub is taking the hip is the middle center of the circle, and Leonardo da Vinci, he knew it. He painted everything taking the hub here. And all the limbs are up and down is equal, and power transmission and every lines are aligned, unless otherwise you have no bone melodies, distractions, and these things are happening. So if you know it, becoming a two-legged animal is what an evolution. Now you are working with only one leg. You are working one leg at a time. Just feel, I am 65 kilos weight. When you are walking, do you feel 65 kilos? Why? Karmic forces. Can you understand that 65 kilos shifting from left leg to the right leg? No. You can understand 50 kilo cement bag. How difficult to tackle. Not a single person in Nisarnavane can bring a cement bag up here. They cut into two and bring it. But when they are coming, they are bringing, they are 65 kilos. They don't know. When you are moving a cart, cart means more than 50 kilos. We make the ramp. What a foolish thing. To move 1 kilo, 50 kilos, either we have to use a person more than 50 kilos or use a vehicle more than 50 kilos, and we think we are doing genius thing. Imagine a white ant. Imagine a bee. Imagine a black ant. How much they are bringing? They are bringing a lump just like their head size. All the time they are moving, some kind of transaction. Who is giving the order? Who is coordinating so much of thousands? So our body also like that, and each and every cell is moving. Someone is synchronizing. We claim it is me, myself. The Buddha says, go up to the cell level. Go up to the power transmission level. They are physics. There's no soul. There's no cell. So more and more you cut into thin slices of time, Everything you can explain, no male-femaleness, no learned and unlearned, no educated and uneducated, no rich and no poor. Everything is the same. Bloody fools, they don't know. We try our best to be aware. We are also failure. One day, in one good day, we will understand now only we are using our human body. We know the mechanism. It's still with the Buddha's introduction and epithets and examples. But with that, how much steps we have monitored mindfully, how much steps we lost mindfulness. But ultimately we are learning, accumulating knowledge that is utterly pragmatic, utterly interactive. But don't think without the theory knowledge you can have the garland, you can have the flowers, but there should have a theme, there should have a code underneath. So like us, we have done more than 50% of the task now. We don't know. Always underestimate. That is why we always pay respect to the Buddha, thinking that he is great. No, we are the greatest. Because we have done. So far we have done. But we don't know how to appreciate. So therefore you can't appreciate others. Because you don't know how to appreciate yourself. But these tiny things give detailed understanding, and whoever experience, they have exactly the same. We become Buddha. Buddhoham bodhisami. And Sri Shankar says, Shivoham, I am Shiva. I am not worshipping Shiva. I am Shiva, Shivoham, Buddhoham. So that confidence gives us a kind of a catalytic effect. You can't imagine how worth a human being. They may be doing wrong things, that's different, but the potential-wise, possibility-wise, exactly the same. So therefore, don't try to give it to the peripheral, but see the power transmission and see the ramp, how it is working. And the load you are delivering, sometimes you are the people carrying weights, everything for livelihood. But all the time they are carrying their body weight. They don't know. You are lucky, you are very thin.
Thank you.
Okay, we can move if there are no other comments.
Asaraya Swaminansa, we are talking about Uddaya Sutta, which is the 13th Sutta in the Sutta Nipata Parayana Vagga. We have almost reached the last section. Just to start with, I'll read the previous verse also, which we already discussed to some extent. So this Udaya Manava, the Manavaka, so he's asking a question. Kinsu sangyojano loko, kinsu tassa vicharana, kissasa vipahanena nibbana miti ucchati. Then Buddha answers, nandi sangyojano loko, vitakkassa vicharana. Tanhaya vipahanena nibbanamiti ucchati. So I think we can start the discussion from that, and I invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to give the English translations.
By what is the world fettered? What is its means of traveling about? By the abandoning of what is nibbana spoken of? And the Buddha says, the world is fettered by delight. Thought is its means of traveling about. It is by the abandoning of craving that Nibbana is spoken of.
So, Nandi Sangyojana Loko, so all these are due to the gravity. Gravity. Whole world is its gravity. Nandi. Kind of an attraction. Kind of a desire. So, that is what Isaac Newton also detected. Usually when the apple is fallen upon the head, we don't care how does it fallen down. But not only the apple, if your head fallen down onto the earth, exactly the same. Nandi sangyojano loko. So that is desire. And it has many, many facets. So the Nandi sangyojano loko, what's the second step? So, and then some parts we selected for chattering. Everything happening, you don't select. It's like a buffet diet. You select some dishes. Vitakka means you select the dish. Vichara means you taste it or you analyze it. So therefore, there you have the rich or poor, learned or ignorant. You have the buffet. That's a human nature. And you select according to your wish, according to your directed dispositions, according to your underlying tendencies. You don't know why. Males and female. Some people are with the sweet things. Some people are with the oily things. Some people are with the hot things. They select. And they taste only what they served into their plate. That is vitakkhatsa vicharana. And they think they are tasting the table. Never. They have no that capacity. They select their vitakka. You take one handful of paddy and then put the sickle and cut. And then put another handful uppida. Take one uppida, cut, leave. And that is not the whole the harvest. Harvest is a pod, but you harvest it. Likewise, from the table, you take some. And that selection is completely pre-decided. Hardly you have a choice. Mindfulness is choicelessly be aware. So much you have a table. But before going, you know, I am a person selecting this and that. Or your girlfriend come and select. Your mother come and select. Your father come and select. You can accommodate. But you are happy with the free will. That is vitakka. And that is only you are analyzing. Vitakkasa vicharana. And then you think you have tasted the table. You are thanking the person throw the party. But you have selected less than 1%. When you are rotating the wheel, how much the touching the ground? The tangency. Less than 1%. That only complete power transmission happens. Wheel is aligned. Bull is pulling. And this is vitakkasa vicharana. Nanditasa. So if you are selected and you have eaten, you have given the remarks to the table, if you know, I have tasted only 1%, no harm. But if you are going to say, I have tasted the table, not like other people, I am talking on my direct experience, you think you are a fool. You have selected so much little. What the hell you have learned here, it's insignificant. How come that make people different? That is over 200 years of a conspiracy. The education decides. See the world leaders. Many of them are very poor people. They have sometimes not gone to the formal education. Formal education is a crime. It's a hidden curriculum. And that only make cancers like health, cancers like law, cancers like banks, cancers like media, cancers like governments. Everything is corrupted people. One person recently wrote a book, Mindful Management. He has written 11 chapters. Asked me to write a preface. I told, I am not, up to that, I am not an academic person. Then I told, please write the 19th chapter. Mindfulness means no management. Mindfulness need no any management. Management means you are a culprit. You have done something wrong. Now you are going to patchwork. You are going to do plastering. No management. You see a bee in the beehive, a white ant. What the kind of efficiency? I mean, there is a kind of a management. There are no books. I went to a Chinese doctor. I just told that when we are talking, sometimes I get the dry thing. So I use licorice, I use ginger, I use the peels of mandarin and kind of thing. And he took serious and took the pulses and he gave me some licorice tincture. You don't take it much, only 4 drops. Then I told, I know it, And can you, do you have any literature on that? He was laughing. He says, Bhante, if anything we write, we are in a communist government, they burn all the literature. They only publish communist books. And sometimes now they are publishing the Bible. The highest number of Bibles are printed in China. Because the Protestant Christianity is give patriotism and make people working. That is working. So therefore, our good things are not in books. So whatever we are learned from the books are useless things. That's why they become a bestseller. Good things never come to the stage. So likewise, when you are doing, you have to understand whatever you gain, whatever you learn, whatever legally you are protected, whatever politically you are sound, yeah, insignificant. You don't know impossibilities. You don't know the how much unknown, how much no boundaries, and that's the place Nibbana is like. So through that known, through that bounded thing, through much your comprehensive thing, you have to relatively understand so much I don't know. That is what avijjaya vipahanena. The knowing that you are unknown, you can't make desire. To the unknown, when you are walking, if you can feel the arch, there must be attachment for that. There's no detachment also. There's no beginning, middle and the end. So therefore, no tanha. And you get lost, you feel vomitish. You feel nauseatic. When you go into this, the boring thing, the monotonous thing, you don't feel like advancing. But we people are so great, we are daily working with monotony, boredom, less dramatic, colorless. So people come and worship. They can't think. How can we eat something some other person cooked? So how can come and sleep in some other beds assigned by someone more than a beggar? But we know what a kind of a relaxation. The Buddha says when the deer, the mua, when they're running in the forest, they eat on the fresh, the leaf, grass, and run without claiming, this is my forest. Wherever possible, go and sleep. That's the way the natural protection. If they are going to live in the same place, the hunter will come and get. So, just like a deer, depending on the fresh grass, roaming around, just like a whale, on the sea, there is no proper cage or cave living. So we feel by looking at a deer, by looking at a bird, by looking at the whale, we lose our attention. These are the signs if you wish to get rid of your attention. Because they are in a relaxation. Human beings are utterly corrupted. Utterly corrupted, and they are selling it. They are giving it to their children. That's the biggest curse. So they are robbing their childhood. Elderly people losing their own tension and frustration. They are in the death row. But same thing is giving. But by being mindful, this Nandi Sangho Janaloko, Vitakkasa Vicharana, Tannai Vipahanena, and you are not getting rid of Tanna. You know lot of places we are not in Tanna. It is not earned thing. They say, already you have done. Be appreciating it, then Tanna will be completely depreciated. Appreciate where, when you come here, we have gotten rid of our household, our parents, our properties and everything. And entertain here. Foster it or facilitate it. Then more and more relaxing will come. But if you are regretting what is happening at the home and my mother's health and father's health, you are just a ghost here. Your mind is there. Well, you can see many ghosts. They are living in the past and the future, other places and other places. But there are some when compared to the other, lot of places, no aim. You don't know where it is hooked, where it is landed. And that is the point where you feel boredom, you feel monotonous, you feel vomitish, you feel allergic reactions. And then you must be very, very familiar and be prepared for these allergic reactions. Then you are on the way. So it is unhuman. It is completely against the grain. Completely no ethics. We are not fighting against ethics. We are leaving the ethical world, whole world, and come out and live in the world, birds' world, whales' world, and the deer's world. Human beings are killing them, but still they are prolific producers. They come and show you what the kind of wildlife we are. And people now in the construction, they put outdoor in and indoor out. They put a forest inside the house. Or they put a khajan hut in the forest. And this is the most luxurious. For one individual here in Nisanavane, we'll say 40 people. Then we have 485 acres of forest. So 40 people gain 10 acres of fresh air. And fresh water. Where can we get it? No. In America, in UK, they collect air from Stonehenge and compress and send it to China because their third floor is always misty. So much of industrial, this thing. So send air. They become prolific because in Stonehenge, you know, the rocks, thousands of acres, just a barren area, there would have been some war grounds, fresh air. And go to London, go to Colombo, what the hell? Just like a broiler chicken in the farm, 3 months put into the cage, cubic foot, everything given, 3 months time remove, next batch. That's the way. Present day children are broiler chickens. 3 months. Feel sorry. But still they are happy. Government is always making that kind of a condominium and all the kind of thing. They don't think. And joke is, according to the Sri Lankan law, the Dutch Roman law, they never recognize forest monks. They don't have vote. They have no rights. They don't know they are existing. Which we are on principle, we are not going to the political meetings. That's enough. I like others ideas if you anything to contribute.
Avasarai Swaminathan, last time you interestingly add there that Nandi Sangyojano Loko, there that delight. So it's a kind of a trap. So we are not being allowed to release because there is a delight. That is the kind of a bait. So the Mara has given. So we are being trapped in it, making it as a bait. So that delight is the one keeping us bounded. So that is also another interesting point, I think we can...
Yeah, we think a delight is our human right, my wish, my will. Whatever it may be, I like my glad things, delightful things. I claim this as a basic human right, and you kill yourself. It's a cancer. You have a cancer, more and more you achieved, you become more motivated, and you see these bloody buggers, they don't know how to get their delight. I got it, and I have enough opportunities to exploit them. I will lead. Definitely you are leading a cancer. You are leading the turmoil, whirlpool. Ultimately you get caught up. Not a single person died happily. Whatever the delightful they earn, scientific, technological, media, and communication, traveling, I mean, 1,000 times much, much advanced than our parents and grandparents' age. But you see how much they are committing suicide in Zurich. So much of people are committing, and they prepare the machine. You can buy it and go in there and put on the switch. 10 minutes, you will get cool and die. And same thing you can use as a coffin. A commercial product. Commercial product. Highest per capita income. When they are asking, Bhante, how much mindful research you have done, and why don't you recommend this thing to the United Nations? Then I told both of them, we are doing on the way, but we know majority will not accept it. And they say that even the United Nations knows and happy, they don't have enough time, money. Then I told, you can't say it like that, because UNICEF has already passed a grant almost to our organization in the next year. They have money. They have money. But they have enough money for all these other detrimental trends. But the releasing part, their brains are corrupted. UN means a conspiracy. It's a complete to keep the Africa and Asia suppressed. And they are sending the trends. And they put economic sanctions through dollars and through English and through all their parliamentarian this thing. We are like the fish in the sea. If we eat their bait, we can't claim our rights. If we are just be in the sea without nandi, without chasing behind the bait, just eating the normal food, no danger. No danger. They always put something attractive bait. Younger generation is completely caught up. That is why if you are born before 70s, you have some kind of a relationship and comparative understanding. But the people born after 70s, and they don't have a datum line. They don't have a basic line to understand what is happening. But they are the outcome of this the technology. And what about their children? And see the film Black Hole. The biggest engineer, the most bright person, and he came to know, if I marry a bright girl, my children will be with autism. Ultimately, get affair with a bright girl, beautiful girl. Ultimately, they fall in love, but decide to not to make children. But they are sexually intercourse is happening, and then wife get pregnant. The same day, father got mad. He knows definitely that child is end of its autism. I have all the kind of dementia, all the kind of thing, because it's a proven fact. Proven fact. So Achan Brahm says, marry a dirty, foolish village girl. With that the beautiful girl is a bait. And very difficult to avoid conception. The village girls, I mean normal dairy girls and kind of, they are very natural. Their children will never go to the universities, and they will not get autism, they will not get dementia. I mean, they have to feed cows, milking, all the kind of thing. And the beautiful girls must search for ugly people, males like me. And then happy marriage. But they are not seeking. That's why I am a registered bachelor. I am a registered bachelor. So simple facts. Earlier it happened quite naturally. Nowadays people are writing because desire is making we are beastly. We are reptilian. We are monkey. So by discussion I doubt whether still we can get rid of all the kind of thing, but after even caught up and kind of thing, we can be aware that is utterly because of my selfishness, my arrogance. Only I selected this bad part. The other things are abundant. When you go to the buffet diet, you select what is you like it. And then you are cut off from the rest of the table. You have to have, you have to ask someone, can you serve me something? No, no, Bhante, you have anything you can take, never mind. You just serve a plate and give me. Then I will get a new one. If you select, and you think it's a free will, if you think you are this thing, you select, you are bhima porake tamai. Mukadda porake again? Yellow. So give a free chance to the people, they will die quickly. They are selecting detrimental things. But someone is selecting, never mind. You selected, I have taken, maybe poisonous, never harm, he is also responsible, the servant person responsible, I am also responsible, that's my fate. But now, according to the present way of security, that is even parents can't decide upon the children. They have their own fate. This is 2,600 years old knowledge. Not a single university allocated for this kind of knowledge in the world. Not a single faculty, not a single professor, not a single subject in the universities, schools. So much I know. But I have allocated more than 40 years, even as a monk, now 34 years registered Vasa. So I'm so happy to be with, and still the world never changed. Even I take so much of effort to introduce mindfulness and choiceless to be aware, consider things this as inferior when compared to the Oxford University degree, Harvard University degree. I have no any envious idea. I have no any pushing. I just keep that my plate also in the table. Those who wish, it is not my plate, it's a Buddha's plate. I am a waiter. Just keep on the disc. I am removing everything out because hardly people taste it. It is not tasty.
Pastor Swaminathan, I think along the line that you were just discussing about the liking, nandi, or the fact that that we have desire for certain things. I often wonder that even in meditation, sometimes I feel like when there's nothingness comes, there's some kind of a desire for me to reacquire that. How do I get to there more often? Something like that. I think that also, like you were mentioning earlier, maybe that's part of the pre-selected fact. So how do... I think my question may also be wrong. My question is, how do I get rid of that? How do I get that attachment? How to conquer that attachment to go to that nothingness state?
First of all, you have to have that attachment understand when they are arising. See the beginning, the middle of the end of the attachment. Attachment is not a consistent, it is not a persistent, it is not a continuous thing. It's a broken thing. Attachments are in pieces. So you have to be prepared. Don't hate attachment. That's the starting point. Be aware because only you can understand attachment at the middle, not at the beginning. Middle, now you are caught up, the momentum gathered. So ultimately you will end up, and you will, if you end up with this hatred, you can see the natural end, natural death. You have to bear it up, and you are already caught up, you are in the high momentum, and with this disappearing, if you are cursing yourself, hating yourself, you can't be welcome to the disappearing part. Disappearing part is the Nibbana. The trouble disappears is Nibbana. And ultimately what you gain theoretically is, before the next wave started, you can see how the momentum develops. That part is the teaching part. Someone has to say that anything never come all of a sudden. It has broken pieces beginning, the middle and the end. So you have to be aware, you have to be ready to see your ugly part, your ignorant, your desire, your bad things. It is not yours. It's human. You claim as my badness, mine unknown. No. the bad things and unknown, it's a human, you claim, they, then you become selfish. Then you become, how do you call, taken away, for taken, you taken for a ride. So you have to understand your this desire, your attachment kind of thing. And other, every one of us must help you, not like a punishing. You have to help you. When you are the neutral thing, when you are attached thing, you are detached thing, how is your character type? That you, if you are hiding it, I would say sorry. No, go. Be prepared. That's why we are releasing from the household life. Normal way, ethical values. We are here, all is like an asylum. All are mad. We are playful fool. That's why we are cut off. Ultimately we find each and everyone is have the common trait. All are mad. Don't go to the village. Even if you go to the village, if you know that you are the fool going to the village, no harm. Fool is not, village is not fool. I mean, they are properly working it in the very, very natural way. Don't look at your bad as bad. It's a, see, just a trait, character trait, and exposed character trait, underneath character trait, and directed dispositions. Three characters. Usually the ethical people are talking the exposed one, transgressed one. But when we are doing ourselves, we can see we are individually different. We are eating the same thing. We are sleeping under the same roof. We are listening to the same Dhamma. But we have. That is the material. That our bodily. And when you go to the mindfulness, exactly the same. Ignorant is lost. You are ready. That is preparedness for the ignorance. Prepared for your foolishness. Prepared for your ignorance. You are genius. You are disclaiming it. Otherwise you can't study it. So therefore your humbleness and not arrogance. Study as much as possible, knowing it is supporting my desire, it is my egotism, it is my arrogance. No harm. So as far as you know it, no poison is a poison. No drug is drug. No punishment is a punishment because you are doing it for the experimental sake. Arya Pariyesana, it is called noble quest. And Buddha has given full range of openness. Do it yourself from the beginning, middle and end under the light of mindfulness. Learn your weaknesses. Ask everyone. And the day you declare it, you are enlightened. But we are not declaring, think it is my mistake. So other people also will corner you. We have to openly trash. Because I need now to go to the next life, directly meeting and telling directly. And they also will say, Bhante, how are you telling like that? Are you genius or are you... No, I am not claiming like that. It is your duty. Tell me who am I. I'll tell you who are you. Mindfulness is one internal mirror. Co-practitioner is the external mirror. We are lucky. We are very, very lucky.
Nasa, we have come to the end of the discussion. The time is over.
Yes, time is passing. Still, before going to the end of the discussion, I would like to ask anyone's opinion if available. Otherwise, it's time up.
So then if there is no any other comments, then I'll invite Venerable Dhammavijitha to share the minutes.
Great appreciation for the teaching today, Bhante. May our relatives and all beings share in the merits of today's teaching. May all celestial beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching, and may they protect the Dhamma explanation and offering of the Buddha and his disciples for a very long time, and perhaps the seeds of Buddha's teaching that have been planted in our hearts and minds may grow, producing path, fruition, and nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for sharing the merits.